you ever heard a phrase like beholden to anybody?
Yes.
If someone's asking you about a job that they want you to do, and you feel like you can do it pretty easily, you should say, "Why, sure, I
can do it."
Let's say that you don't think you can do it, so you might say, "What?
I can't."
I was thinking of an expression you might have if you had simply completed all the work that you wanted to do for one day. You might say, "What?" If you were telling somebody you didn't want to work anymore that day.
Say, "I have finished my day's work."
Would you say it in any other way? Perhaps, you completed all the work.
I'm done. Done for today.
Done for today. Let's say there was a bad accident up the road, but there was no need to call a doctor because the victim was
already dead.
Okay. What kind of bird can see in the dark?
Owl.
Are there any names for it besides just owl?
Well, there's hoot owls and several different kinds of owls that I can't recall.
What's a screech owl?
There's a screech owl and a hoot owl.
And what kind of bird drills holes in trees?
That's a woodpecker.
Talking about some more animals that you might have seen around the house or around the farm, what kind of little animal is black and white and has a real powerful smell?
That's a polecat. Skunk.
What kind of animals would come up and raid a hen house or a chicken coop?
Well, it'd be different kinds of animals.
What would you call all of them together? What would you refer to all of them as?
I don't know.
Have you ever heard?
Minks and possums, different kinds of animals, and field chickens.
Would you ever call them varmints?
Yeah, varmints.
Say that again.
Varmints.
Tell me about some of the other animals besides birds that you see outside sometimes around your pecan trees.
Squirrels, rats.
Have you ever heard of a squirrel called a boomer?
No.